Good morning and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here for the next hour. Today I've got a tale of two Broadway residencies for rock stars, one announced, the other canceled. I'll tell you about a famous piece of Beatles breakup memorabilia that's going to auction next week. We've got a fun one-hit wonder today. Also, we've got our usual features, Phil's pick, and of course the best rock from all eras, right here at 91.5 WMFO.
Streetlights, bring it on tonight. Met a girl, thought she was grand. Fell in love, found out firsthand. Went well for a week or two. Then it all came unglued. Been a tramp, trip I can't cramp. Never thought I'd be the one who'd slip. Then I started to realize I was living one big lie. She hates me. Trust, she hates me. Love, I tried too hard and she told me.
Those are alt-rock darlings, Puddle of Mud, and the song is She Hates Me, that, of course, the PG-rated version. And for those of you who do know the actual album version of that song, you can almost hear the actual word that they dubbed out. I can almost hear it, but it's not there, I promise, so tell the FCC. Everything's cool here on Rock of Ages today. We also heard Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band from the Night Moves album and The Fire Down Below. Well, good morning. My name is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me today on this Monday morning. I hope you had a nice weekend. Weather was kind of schizophrenic, right? We had a kind of cool September-like Saturday and then a beautiful Sunday. And it looks like we have a good week ahead, so we're all looking forward to that. I would be remiss if I did not at least mention the passing of Olivia Newton-John. She did not have anything really to do with album rock radio or album rock music for that matter, but a part of a lot of our childhoods, particularly in the Grease era on forward. And so that one hurt a little bit. She will be missed. Last week, I mentioned the possibility that the NBA might retire the number worn by Bill Russell, number 6. Well, they've decided to go through with it. They announced that last week. Some players who wear that number now will be grandfathered, most notable among them, LeBron James. But no new players will ever be assigned that number, and eventually nobody will wear it again, and I think that's very cool. Last week on the show, I said that Jackie Robinson's 42 was the only example of a sport retiring a number league-wide, but I was gently reminded by you, thank you, that Wayne Gretzky's number 99 will also never be worn again in the NHL. As we get ready for back to school, several school systems in Central Mass have announced that they are banning cell phones from the classrooms. Last March, Chicopee started this trend, and according to school officials there, they saw immediate improvements in increased student production, greater engagement, and a deeper understanding of classroom assignments, and eventually grades began to rise too. I have a feeling this is going to start a trend. I can't imagine how frustrating it must be for a teacher knowing there are 30 kids out there staring at their phones when they're trying to teach. And it's not just in school, right? It happens everywhere now. On Zoom calls, you see people's eyes darting down, and you know they're on their phone. In live meetings, in social conversations, everybody's on their phone. So maybe this will start a societal trend that says, you know, we've had these phones for about 15 years now. The infatuation period can be over. Let's figure out a way to assimilate them into our lives sensibly rather than like a bunch of addicts like we've all become, myself included. I do not, I'm not being judgmental here. This is on me too, and I would gladly give up my cell phone when I enter certain kinds of activities and events if everybody else would do the same. Enough on my soapbox this morning. It is time for Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown every week sends us some songs that he thinks we might like to listen to. It's a feature we call Phil's Pick. And by the way, I heard from Joe in Weymouth, a very loyal Rock of Ages listener, and he suggested that the next specialty show that we do should be a best of Phil's Pick. And I think that's a great idea. So that is brewing in my head right now, possibly for Labor Day weekend on that Monday. Anyway, here's Phil's Pick for today.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Long Gone and Heart Worn by Ida May. Ida May hails from Norfolk, UK. Ida May are an acoustic alt-folk duo made up of husband and wife Chris Turpin and Stephanie Jean. They deliver romantic, atmospheric songs with resonant guitar and passionate vocals. The pair owe their influences to the sound of Americana and the Deep South blues rock. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
Long gone and hard worn. one stopped to stare at your technical motor. Every airframe had your number on the wall. You must have had it all. You go to LA on a dare and you go it alone.
Could you live forever?
Could you see the day? Could you feel your whole world fall apart and fade away?
Get it long. Get it long, keep shining me. Get it long, keep shining me.
Now your patrons have all left you in the red. Your low rent friends are dead. This life can be very strange. All those Dago freaks who used to paint the face, they join the human race. Some things will never change.
From the very excellent 1976 album, The Royal Scam. Actually, all their albums are excellent. That is Steely Dan and Kid Charlemagne. And we heard Ida May, which was Phil's pick today. The song was Long Gone and Heartworn. And you can hear Phil's pick every week on the show right about at this time. Well, the name of the show is Rock of Ages. If you're new to the program, thank you for listening today. It is a show that's dedicated to a radio format that was popular from the 1970s through the early 2000s. We play the classic rock of the 70s, the new wave and rock of the 80s, the alt rock from the 90s, and the pop rock from the 2000s right on through today. It's kind of like if the album rock radio we grew up listening to on stations like WBCN here in Boston were still around today. And part of that mix and what separates it from classic rock radio is we play new music from time to time. I've got one now. The Killers have dropped a new single. It's called Boy. The song marks their first music since the release of their seventh album, Pressure Machine, last year. The song was debuted live in July and was written prior to making Pressure Machine. And it comes ahead of the band's upcoming North American tour, which kicks off in Vancouver on August 19th and brings them to the TD Garden here in Boston on October 3rd. This is new from The Killers. It's called Boy on Rock of Ages.
forces to live like we do. Bring me to my knees when I see what they've done to you. But I'll die as I stand here today, knowing it deep in my heart. They'll fall to ruin one day for making us part. A picture of you. Oh, those were the happiest days of my life. Like a break in the battle was your part. Oh, in the wretched life of a lonely heart. Now we're back on the train.
Those are the Pretenders, Back on the Chain Gang. Whenever I think of the Pretenders, I think about the late 70s British pop punk invasion. But I have to remind myself that Chrissie Hynde is actually from Ohio. And in fact, she was on the campus of Kent State University in 1970 when all the stuff went down there. And kind of an interesting piece of trivia related to the Pretenders. We also heard the Killers, Something New from them. The song is called Boy. And that is in advance of their tour that'll bring them to Boston here on October 3rd. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me this Monday morning. You can listen to us always live on the radio here in the Boston market at 91.5 FM. If you are out of market or if you cannot be here at exactly this time, you can listen to the show either streamed or on demand through the website at WMFO.org. One of our regular features here on the show is our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and we have a fun one today. Country music and rock have always had a strong connection, and the same was true in album rock radio. Southern rock is a huge subgenre of the format, featuring bands like the Allman Brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Outlaws, Marshall Tucker Band, many, many others. They got a lot of airplay then, and even now on classic rock radio, and the genre produced its share of one-hit wonders, too. Charlie Daniels was born in Wilmington, North Carolina, and raised on a musical diet of country, bluegrass, and gospel. He made his way to Nashville and had success as a writer and a session musician, playing with Bob Dylan and Marshall Tucker and others. He released his first solo album in 1971 and enjoyed some top 40 and country success, but it wasn't until 1979 that he put a major imprint on album rock radio with this song. I admit, this one might be a little controversial, being characterized as a one-hit wonder, because back in the 70s and 80s, the Charlie Daniels Band had a couple of other songs that got some airplay. Long-Haired Country Boy, The South's Gonna Do It Again, but none of them have really endured. And so I'm calling this one a one-hit wonder, because it was so far and away the most popular and enduring song. From the Charlie Daniels Band, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, on Rock of Ages.
The devil went down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind, cause he was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man, sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." The opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done." Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, will you dog bite? No, child, no."
In a living room, your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middleman, get free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger, got no regard for the thing that you don't. That's why you will not survive. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? I got it out of me. Oh. It can't all be wedding cake. It can't all be boiled away. I try, but I can't let go of it. Can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy. And there's so much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch ever. That's why you will not survive. Tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be for a while. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger.
though I don't know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive. Right!
It's a band from Austin, Texas called Spoon. The song is The Underdog. Spoon started in the early 90s. They are still around today. They recently released something like their 10th album. And before that, we heard the Charlie Daniels Band with The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And tell me you weren't singing along to that one in your car this morning. That's one of those songs that if you grew up with it, even though the lyrics are incredibly complex, you remember every single word. It's crazy how that stuff stays in your brain. And that was our one-hit wonder this morning here on the show. Well, there's a bunch of music news to report for you this week, coming up in the last couple of weeks. A 90s alt-rock festival called Flannel Nation was forced to cancel after several top acts, including Everclear and Candlebox, dropped out due to organizational and logistical issues. The one-day event was billed as a celebration of the 90s, and it was supposed to take place this past Saturday in San Pedro, California. Along with Everclear and Candlebox, the lineup featured Sugar Ray, Soul Asylum, Cracker, Filter, Fastball, and others. But trouble for the festival began last Tuesday night when Everclear announced that they were dropping off. On Instagram, they said it had been brought to their attention that organizers, quote, did not have the adequate means to provide the level of experience our fans expect and deserve while attending an Everclear show, close quote. The band promised they would announce a proper Los Angeles performance in the coming weeks. A scathing letter that John Lennon wrote to Paul McCartney in the aftermath of the Beatles' breakup is set to hit the auction block. The 1971 typewritten and hand-notated letter, offered through auction house Gotta Have Rock and Roll, was written by Lennon in response to McCartney's then-recent interview with Melody Maker magazine. In the article, McCartney openly discussed the dissolution of the Beatles' partnership, as well as his thoughts on John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Much of the letter, addressed to the editors of Melody Maker magazine, focuses on the legal battle that brewed between McCartney and Lennon following the Beatles' breakup, detailing their fraught relationship as their respective lawyers haggled over royalties, Apple records, and the Lennon-McCartney writing credit. Gotta Have Rock and Roll estimates that bidding on the authenticated letter will reach $40,000 by the time the auction closes on August 19th. Currently, the high bid is $22,000. Weezer have announced that they have canceled their upcoming Broadway residency intended to promote their ongoing Seasons project. It's a year-long 4-EP release cycle corresponding with each season. The residency, which was announced in June, was scheduled to begin on September 13th. According to frontman Rivers Cuomo, the band was forced to cancel the shows due to low ticket sales and unbelievably high expenses. The five-night stint at New York's Broadway Theater was set to showcase each season's EP individually, along with Weezer Classics, but it is canceled and will not be launching as scheduled. And finally, on the subject of Broadway residencies, Elvis Costello announced a 10-show New York City residency and reunited with his teenage band, Rusty. He announced that last week on The Tonight Show. He's going to be performing alongside Alan Mays, who played in Rusty with Elvis when the two were teenagers over 50 years ago. Elvis started playing in the folk duo in 1971 after he moved to Liverpool when he was still going by his real name of Declan McManus. The band played together for about a year. When Mays contacted Elvis with the idea, Elvis said, "Let's make the record we would have made when we were 17 if they had let us."
The 10-night residency at New York's Gramercy Theater starts in February of 2023. Let's hear some Elvis now here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eye. These days I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name is Veronica.
Oh,
That's Journey featuring Steve Perry, kind of a forgotten man in rock history. He is the lead singer on some of the most popular songs ever. He had a falling out with the band. They replaced him with a guy who sounds a lot like him for touring, and nobody seems to notice or care. And Steve Perry is just out there somewhere. It actually has the makings of a great comeback story someday, but right now, he's just kind of toiling away, Steve Perry. And that is Journey here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Elvis Costello before that with Veronica, some mid-80s Elvis. Well, good morning. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. My name is Ron LaRussa. We do the show every Monday from 8 till 9 o'clock. Thanks for taking me along today as you get ready for work or for school. This week in rock history, in 1972, the Midnight Special debuts on NBC. At first, just a one-off special presentation, but the next year it launched as a regular show with Wolfman Jack serving as announcer. The first performance is Slippin' Into Darkness by War. Also this week, in 1969, Woodstock was heavily on people's minds. Jimi Hendrix closed out the Woodstock festival with an early morning performance of Hey Joe. He was the festival headliner and was supposed to play the previous night, but when it ran long, he ended up taking the stage on a Monday morning. His set includes the scorching rendition of Star Spangled Banner, which I'm sure, I hope you've heard. Also that week in 1969, Crosby, Stills, and Nash appeared on the Dick Cavett Show, giving a firsthand account of Woodstock. Joni Mitchell, who skipped the festival to make sure that she could keep her appearance on the Cavett Show, performed a song she wrote about it called Woodstock. Of course, that song was also covered famously by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Celebrating birthdays this week, Robert Plant turns 72. Demi Lovato is 30. Doug Feiger, lead singer for The Knack, would have been 70 this week. He died in 2010. And Phil Lynott would have been 73. He, the leader of Thin Lizzy, he died in 1986 at the age of 37. We've still got time for a little bit more music, which we will get to right after this.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From his 1971 album called Tupelo Honey, here's the title song, Van Morrison, on Rock of Ages.
You can take tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail right round all the seven oceans, drop it straight into the deep blue sea. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's a sweet, she's the sweetest Tupelo honey. Just like honey, baby, from the bee. You can't stop us on the road to freedom. You can't keep us, cause I see men within sight, men in granite, knights in armor bent on chivalry. She's the sweetest Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the first degree.
She's an
stop us on the road to freedom. You can't stop us, cause our eyes can see. Man with insight, man in granite, knights in armor, intent on chivalry. She's all right with me.
She's an angel.
She's all right. She's all right with me.
She's an angel.
And she's all right. And she's all right.
She's an angel.
And she's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
She's an angel.
She's all right. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right. You can take all the tea and chiney, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail it right around all these seven oceans, drop it smack dab in the middle of the deep blue sea, because yes, you are.
WMFO in Medford.
Hope you enjoyed it. My name is Ron LaRussa. Join me next week and every Monday morning from 8 till 9 here on WMFO for Rock of Ages. Till we meet again, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Okay. Sorry about that, Ron. That was the classic rock show with Ron, and I hope you enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed it. Ron, we'll see you back next week, and I'm filling in right now for DJ. Her name is Gia.